Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You okay?
I'm great.
Man.
Because TJ Houshmandzadeh is about to join the show.
He's always good.
He's always good. I always love chatting football with him. And plus, especially now, because we Niner fans, we're in a situation.
Yeah.
We're in a situation. So let's talk it out. Our guy, TJ Houshmandzadeh, who has worked closely with Brandon Ayuk through the years. TJ, I gave an impassioned plea about an hour ago. Do not trade this guy. Do not. But what are your thoughts? If Calvin Ridley is worth $23 million a year, what's Brandon Ayuk worth?
27.
Man, 20% better. Do you think that that the Niners are going to want to have two wide receivers making north of 20 on the same team?
It's a cost of doing business in the National Football League now. This is what it is. The salary cap increases, the player salaries increase. I mean, that's just what it is. And so when you have good players and John Lynch, pat yourself on the back, Kyle Shanahan, pat yourself on the back. You guys have done a really good job drafting. For the most part, you draft good players, you pay them. I mean, that's just how it works. You'd rather draft good players and have to pay them than draft guys and have to cut them.
TJ, you understand how this game works, and Brandon has put some things out on social media. It's clear that, right, he wants something that at this point is not being offered. The 49ers are also looking at it like it's April. We don't need to do this right now. What's your read on what you're seeing and hearing from both sides?
I mean, it's just a posturing back and forth. This is business. I mean, as a player, you just want it to be over with because, honestly, it starts to piss you off. It really does. And you start to get frustrated and you start to do things that you normally wouldn't do. You may say things that you normally wouldn't say. And so it bothers you as if it's like, y'all don't think I'm that good. And so as a player, you want this to be done. You look at it from the team's perspective. My job is to get you at the lowest possible price that I can. And so you just hope neither makes it personal. If they can understand it's a business. And when you're in contract negotiations, both parties should walk away like, BA should feel like, I probably should have got a little more. The team should feel like, he should have gotten a little less. That's a negotiation. That's what's going to happen. Both sides are going to feel like, but that's a good negotiation.
Yeah, and this one feels like it's going to be pretty tense because the value of Brandon Ayuk is so much greater than the numbers, but the team can weaponize the fact that he's 31st in the league in catches as a way to maybe try to hold him down.
Yeah, he's 31st in the league in catches because he doesn't get as many targets as other guys. And so he can say, if you give me the targets that Justin Jefferson gets, I wouldn't be 31st in the league. And so you can counter that. I'm 31st in the league, but am I 31st in the league in yards? So just imagine if I had more catches, what I would do with it. And so there's always counter arguments to whatever they're going to argue. I mean, I talked to BA. He don't want to leave San Francisco. He just wants to get paid. Just very simple. He just wants to be rewarded for the work that he's put in. And you know, the casual fan, I don't think they understand, man. Like, to be a professional athlete, man, you get paid very, very well. And I'd be crazy not to say that. But, man, the type of work that you have to put in and day out, and you know, I would do it if I was making that type of money. Just go work out with a professional athlete for 1 week. Just go do it for 1 week. And tell me, would you still feel the same? It's not easy. It's a lot of hard work physically, and it's tougher mentally because those days you don't want to do anything, you still have to go do it, and you're going to push yourself every single day. I'm tired. I can't go anymore. Yeah, you're going to keep going. And that's just what you do.
TJ Houshmandzadeh joining us, Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. All right, so, and that's no surprise that you've talked to B.A., and it's good to hear that he doesn't want to leave the 49ers. But it's also interesting when you talk about the number of targets he gets. He's in an offense that runs the ball a lot. Does that bother him?
No. Everybody wants to win, man. Do what we got to do to win. Everybody wants to win. And then when you play well, you want to be compensated for winning. And this is what happens when you're on a winning team. You know, the good players, they... Some leave, some stay, but everybody wants to feel appreciated. And you, they, oh, we love you, and we want them back. You don't tell me, you show me. Don't tell me, show me. You show me by my contract, the status of my contract. But no, every receiver, I don't care who it is, we want more targets. Give me 15 targets, I want 16. That's just what it is. And so that will never change. Guys just want to win the game. Guys want to have an impact in the game. But we all know if he was given more targets, he would for sure have better stats. But when you're on that team and you have McCaffrey and Kittle and Debo, the ball's going to be spread around.
Yeah, and they were a 32nd in the league in pass attempts anyway. So it's not like they throw it to anybody that much. You mentioned $27 million. That's just your own ballpark, I assume, but that would put him third in the league in average annual value. Is that sort of a ranking important to Brandon as far as where he winds up among the list of guys?
All right, let's get into the complexities of what you just said and break. Honestly, it would put him one, if you're really being honest, because if you look at the top guys at yearly salaries, average per year, is it really 30 plus? Is it really when you go look at Tyreek Hill deal? Is it really when you go look at Devontae Adams deal? Go look at it and look at the back end of those deals in the last year of the contract. Those are fluff years. It's really not what it seems to be. And so 27 and a half, me and B.A. didn't discuss this one bit. I don't think he turns that down.
Yeah, I don't. My gut would be that the Niners wouldn't offer that. You're paying Debo 23.8, and feels like if they offered him 25, would he take that?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, McCarthy, that that's his agent. I'm sure him and B.A., They have a number that they'll take. That's just my guess and my take on it. But when you start looking at the $30 million per year average, if you go look at Tyreek Hill's contract, you know, I believe he has like a base salary towards the end of that of...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I want to say 45 or 48 million. I could be wrong, but I'm almost certain that it's a lot of, just to make the yearly average look pretty good, it's a lot of fluff.
You're absolutely right. Over, yeah.
The last year is like 40-something million dollar base salary.
43.9, TJ.
Right. So 44 million. So that's going to be renegotiated. But when you really look at it, it's not 30 a year. And then you go look at Devontae Adams, it's the same exact thing. And so that's why I say 27, 28. B.A.'s young. He's explosive. He's a route runner. He can run an intermediate. He can run a short. He can go deep. He's going to block his ass off. He's not getting in any trouble. Those are the guys you want on your team.
TJ Houshmandzadeh with us. Okay, so you talk to BA. You're listening to what the 49ers are saying, just like the rest of us. How do you think this all plays out?
Man, winners win. And the 49ers have shown with John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan that's what they do. They're going to figure out a way to make it work. Rarely do you see teams trade young players before their second contract. Normally, front office, they look forward to signing young players to a second contract. Why? Because it shows that they're doing a hell of a job acquiring guys through the draft. They're not built through free agency. They're building it through the draft. So if we have to pay a Debo, we drafted him. A Kittle, we drafted him. Obviously, they traded for Christian McCaffrey, and they traded for Trent Williams. But the 49ers' best players, the Boses, the Fred Warners, the Hufungas, they drafted those dudes. Purdy's, they drafted those dudes. They look forward to rewarding guys that they've evaluated the correct way, and now they're up for second deals. And so they'll figure out a way to make it work. At least I believe they will, but the longer you wait, the more animosity may start to sit in with the player because you feel like, damn, like, y'all really don't value me like I thought y'all did.
And even though, you know, this has gone on longer than the DeForest Buckner situation went a few years back where they decided to trade him in March, if you get past the draft, there is a chance that the Niners just slow play the negotiation and ask him to play on his fifth-year option. Is that something that you think that he'd be open to do?
No. Again, I mean, when you see, and you just spoke of this earlier, Calvin Ridley get what he gets, you see a guy who was drafted in your same draft class get what he gets in Michael Pittman, you're like, wait, when is it for me? You know, it's my turn. And that's all. Guys just want to be rewarded for the work they put in. Because understand this. If he's not playing well, are we talking about this? If he's terrible, he's cut. He's released. So now that you played well, players just want to be rewarded because this business is 100% injury rate. It's not 90. It's 100% injury rate playing the game of football. It's just what the injury going to be. 100% injury rate. And so guys want to be rewarded for what they've done and what they will continue to do because you're going to get hurt playing the game of football.
TJ, what I also look at whenever the conversation goes where it has is when people say, hey, you know, you got to reboot the finances and so move on and you can replace him through the draft. Especially at the wide receiver position, there's two things that come to mind. I'm like, first of all, no matter who you think is a can't-miss prospect, He's not. And second of all, even if he's good, wide receiver is a position that usually takes a minute coming out of the draft. So, like, let's go down fantasy road and say the 49ers tried to replace Brandon Ayuk. What would they be looking at?
Obviously, this draft is very, very it's a good receiver draft. I'll say that for sure. It's a good receiver draft. But this is the thing. Are you willing to roll the dice, so to speak, and hope the player that you draft can be what BA is? You're hoping. You don't know. And are you willing to do that with the type of team that you have? And risk that this rookie can pick it up. This rookie will understand the complexities of the offense. He can make plays. Are you willing to risk that? I would assume you say you trade with a team that has a higher first round pick. Do you just swap first round picks? Because that team will in turn have to give him a huge contract.
Right.
And so the complexities of what that may look like, no team is just going to give up their first round pick and then turn around and pay him that type of contract. To me, it would be, we can flop first round picks. But was that something the Niners would be interested in doing, or would they want a second? I mean, you just don't know. There's just so much that goes into that. The best situation is John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan, and 49ers figure out financially what works with BA and his agent. They get it done.
Does it give Brandon pause at all, the history of the Niners as it pertains to DeForest Buckner? Because Buckner was traded because he reportedly wanted more money than they were willing to pay. It is a move, though, that the Niners have grown to regret.
DeForest Buckner was a baller with the Niners, and DeForest Buckner is still a baller with the Colts. And so I'm sure they regret it. Just think about that. If they still had DeForest Buckner, these two Super Bowls now, since 2019 that they've played in, if DeForest Buckner was on that D-line, games may turn out a little different, huh? Probably think so.
Yeah.
And, you know, they tried to replace him with Javon Kinlaw, didn't work out. Armstead played pretty well. Armstead was a good player. Some may say Buckner was a little better, but it didn't work out well for the Niners. But that happens. Sometimes you take a chance and say, okay, we're going to trade him. It didn't work out well for him because Kinlaw wasn't able to stay healthy. Not saying that would be the case with BA. And this is why when you draft young players and they play well, it's a privilege to have to pay them because that shows you guys are evaluating these players the right way.
Seventh round pick, 2001 Cincinnati Bengals. What do you remember about that night?
I ain't going to lie. I remember I was so pissed off, man, because I could, man, no lie, man. I just did an interview the other day, late last week. I literally named damn near every receiver picked in front of me. I can remember like it was yesterday. I was better than these dudes. I knew I was better than them, and I proved it. But it frustrated me. But it is also a privilege because not many guys get drafted. Like, I was angry about where I went, and there's guys that didn't get drafted. So if you put a lot of stuff in perspective, man, to anybody that may be listening to this, you may be angry. You may be over the moon with where you get drafted. Ultimately, it doesn't matter. It's what you do when you get there. What you do when you get there. But, yeah, for me, I was watching. I'll never forget it, man. I believe the Lakers were playing a playoff game. And by the time, I think it was like the fourth round, I didn't get picked. I said, man, I ain't watching this damn draft no more. I was so angry. I turned to the basketball, man.
TJ, I've heard this from guys who go in the seventh round that their agents are kind of like, hey, at this point, we'd rather not get picked at all because then you can pick your team or we can have choices. Did you get to a point where you were hoping to not hear your name?
Nah, at that point, I had never even thought about anything like that. I didn't care. But getting drafted to the Bengals was probably the best thing that could happen. I was hurt a lot early on in my career, my first 3 years. Any other team probably would have just released me, and I wouldn't be doing this interview with you.
Huh.
And so being drafted to the Bengals, they stuck with me through my injuries, just minor. I had a hamstring injury pretty much every year. And then I figured out what the problem was, and I think I'm an expert on hamstrings now. And so, yeah, it was a gift and a curse, but it really, 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 it angered me, man. It angered me. My first day of training, or mini camp practice, man, no lie, got in a fight. I was still angry a week later.
Wow.
There's some names now in your draft class, Steve Smith and Reggie Wayne and Chad Johnson, your teammate, but... Man, there's some other names on here, TJ, that I'm sure...
Just go down that list.
Oh, I'm looking at it.
Go down that list, and all the dudes you just named, we were the best ones in that class, and I was the last one drafted in that class, technically, all the names. And I'm going to give guys credit in that class. It was Santana Moss, baller. Steve Smith, baller. Reggie Wayne, baller. Chad Johnson, baller. And then it was me. But look at all the guys drafted. It was crazy. But, you know, and that's why I say it does not matter where you go. It's what you do when you get there.
Yeah, you got drafted after Darnarian McCants.
Who?
Hey, Cedric James. Oh, y'all get Cedric Wilson. The Niners drafted Cedric Wilson.
In the sixth. Kevin Casper with a K.
I thought the Niners was going to draft me. I thought that they had 2 third-round picks that year. I thought they were going to draft me. True story.
Yeah,
I thought they were going to draft me.
23 years later, still angry. I love that.
Still, hey, in my 40s, still pissed off about it.
I love it. I love it. But TJ, did you ever deal with anything like what BA is dealing with? Just any off-season contractual stuff, free agency, where it wasn't going your way?
When I left the Bengals to go to Seattle, it's kind of similar. Obviously, the money is a lot different. BA is a good dude, man. He's a family man. He's not hanging out in the streets, in the club, doing none of that. You really, as a player, you just want it to be over with. So you can, because deep down, he's like, okay, I'm going to be with the Niners. But you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know. So, you know, you just train with that anticipation of you getting that call from the agent saying it's done. And you don't know if or when that's going to come, because if it lingers into the season, trust and believe what I'm about to tell you, it's going to be a problem, because that animosity that you will have as a player and your body language and just certain things you're not even trying to do. But it's just going to be on your mind so often that it's going to show. And so I hope one way or another they can figure it out.
Hmm. TJ, great stuff, man. Thanks for the insight. Thanks for coming on.
Man, I appreciate y'all. Y'all take care. Keep up the great work, fellas.
Thanks, TJ.
You too as well. There he goes. TJ, who's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.